This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, April 13th. God's word to you today is correction. Our scripture reading is taken from Revelation 21, verse 6, and it says, "And he also said, 'It is finished. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the springs of the water of life.'" Life presents crossroads situations to everyone. Crossroads are critical because destinies are determined at crossroads. Very often, we worry about the destination, but when we choose the right path, we have chosen the right destination. However, when we take a turn that is not God's way, we circumvent the working power of God in our lives. Are you going to live an ordinary life, or are you going to live an extraordinary life? Are you going to live a powerful life, or are you going to live a powerless life? Are you going to have a form of godliness, denying the power thereof, or are you going to be full of resurrection power? What is it going to be? The decision you make will determine what is going to happen. The truth about some of us is that we, either by our own decisions or by the direction our parents have taken the wrong turn, and we are currently experiencing the impact of wrong decisions in our lives. I pray that in this season, God will help you course correct. I pray that our paths will be recalibrated and set right in Jesus' name. Amen. Every one of us will get to the crossroad where going the way of the world will look like a viable option. You will get to a point where you will examine all your options, and taking the way of the world will look like the sensible thing to do. So what is the way of the world? 1 John 2:15 to 17 says, "Do not love this world, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, as the lust of the flesh, a craving for everything we see, the lust of the eyes, and pride in our achievements and possessions, the pride of life. These are not from the Father, but are from this world. And this world is fading, along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever." By God's grace, you and I will live forever in Jesus' name. When what informs your decisions at the crossroad is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, the Bible says, make no mistake, you have taken the way of the world. God is going to correct that turn and realign you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us pray. Father, I bring my life before you. Every wrong turn I have taken, knowingly or unknowingly, correct and realign me today. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.